dinner with values and access all areas. Definition of a corporation: an ingenious device for obtaining profit without individual responsibility, as quoted by Ambrose Bierce, 1842-1914. Well, it can't be said that the same cynicism was present at the latest Fermilite dinner. Led by Sally Osman, specialist in corporate storytelling, former director of communications at the BBC, Channel 5 and Sky, the greatest cynic would have, by the end of the dinner, realised the value, social, economic and environmental, in leading with values. Individual responsibility, corporate responsibility, national responsibility, the conversation led back and forth between micro and macro. It proved to be one of the most dynamic discussions we have had. Real learning took place, takeaways for ideas and practical implementation of projects mentioned by others. It was a night of questions and hotly debated answers. For example, who starts the discussion on values in an organisation? Do leaders make the values? Do shareholders like values? Are values the same as behaviour? And when do values become mere slogans? What is the connection between values and integrity? Do we have values but only integrity when we make the decision to act on those values? Is it only communications folk who like values? Do we observe values? Or do we observe behaviour which reflects those values? What is the connection between brand and values? Are values in the eye of the beholder? Or is a brand only in the eye of the communications or marketing folk? Are there generational problems ahead for those who don't do values? Where does pragmatism lie when making decisions based on values? And how do values relate to trust? Check out the Edelman Trust Barometer, for example. And what relationship does purpose have with values? And where does authenticity lie amongst all of these concepts? We discussed retailers, professional services firms, media organisations, charities, governments, political institutions, energy companies and the individual leaders within them, not forgetting, of course, the banks and the members of parliament. For some, this was a completely new issue. Our organisation has no concept of this, we just get on with the job. For others, that this is deeply embedded within the organisation's psyche and is seen as a key differentiator when it comes to new markets and recruitment, etc. This was a significant dinner for two reasons. First, we found out that the venue is no longer one which is open only to men as members, which does indeed mean that we women now have to go into the bar to buy our own drinks. Second, we saw some real passion within every guest as they engaged with the topic, which tells us that those organisations who have not yet considered the issue of leadership with values are missing a trick when it comes to engaging with their numerous stakeholders. For if we were anything to go by, it is a topic which drives debate, exchanges of views, new knowledge and exchanges of experiences to help implement that knowledge. And that is the key, surely, in today's world to driving organisations forward. If you weren't there, you miss the chance to assess or even begin to formulate your own and your organisation's values. As Walt Disney said, it's not hard to make decisions when you know what your values are. And decisions are what we do every day, so if you don't know what your values are, how sustainable are those decisions? Thanks to Sally Osman for taking us on the journey during dinner by so excellently challenging and engaging us in the debate. Guests who took up the challenge were Sarah Dixon, Julian Rice, Deborah Jeff, Anne-Marie Ellis, Xenia Murray, Andrew Hillier and Ken Cohen.